The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We will talk now, though, about road tolls. Going to increase across the country from January 1st next year. I caught up just before coming on air with Sean O'Neill. Sean is the Director of Communications with Transport Infrastructure Ireland. And I started by asking him to explain what was happening with the Port Tunnel.
The Port Tunnel itself, what we're doing is, as you know, it's free for HGVs. But what we need to do is change the behavior of some people heading in southbound in the morning between 6 a.m. and 10 a.m. There is a high toll during peak times heading in southbound. It's 12 euros from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. And there is a high toll in the evenings from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. for to basically change people's behavior. It's 12 euros in the evening as well. But in the morning, because there's a 4% increase in non-HGV traffic heading into the city, we've increased it by a euro. So it'll be 13 euros from 12 euros to 13 euros at peak times.
So that's a 4% increase when, year on year?
Yes. And that is basically to change. We're looking to change people's behavior and think about using the tunnel during peak times. We don't need just the general cars using it at that time. Right now, if you look at it, we're just looking at the stats here. There was 9.7 million journeys in the tunnel in 2023, and 65% of them were cars. So 35% were HGVs. And we need more HGVs in there, and they need to use it for getting goods and services into and out of the port. And they don't need to be getting slowed down by cars at peak time.
I'm just curious as to where these people have come from. Has there been a 4% increase in road users and car journeys over the last year as well? Or is this a kind of an outlier?
No, it's not. It's actually, that's the national, overall, there's been a 4% increase in traffic throughout our network.
Okay.
So it reflects that as well. But again, we have a high toll during those peak hours to hopefully change people's behavior. We are going to increase it by 1 euro to 13 euros between 6 a.m. and 10 a.m. for people to think, you know what, I can wait an hour, I can wait a half hour. And then it goes back down to 350. You know, so off peak hours, it's only 350 for a car. But during peak, we really need to get those HGVs, which are free travel through the tunnel. We need to get them in and out of the port.
Did you guys expect post-COVID with kind of flexible working that there might be a drop off in the number of car journeys during those peak hours, that with that flexibility, people would take that option to go a little earlier or later?
We would have expected something like that to happen. But obviously, with the economic activity in the country and with the growth of the population, we are seeing an increase in traffic usage. Yeah. It is happening across the network. Yeah.
Is there capacity on the other roads if people still want to go at that peak time and they don't want to pay the increased traffic? They're going to have to find another way into town.
Yes, and I don't think that's going to take up a lot more time, and it'll just cause much more traffic disruptions through the city center, et cetera. So I don't think it's a great option for people, but maybe they do it. I think the best option is to wait, either go earlier or go after those peak times.
And on the M50, what's happening with the tolls there?
Well, the M50, if you are a daily user, your life doesn't change. You probably have a tag or a video account. 85% of our daily users do have that. So there's no change. There's no increase. But if you're not registered with us, you are going to have an increase. It's going to be 10 cents. And that is basically to get people to change their behavior, make it more efficient, get the M50 to maximize its efficiency. As you are well aware, and I'm sure your listeners are, the M50 is under a lot of pressure with the volumes of traffic on it, and we need it to operate as best as possible.
So it is much more efficient from the point of view of you guys in terms of administration and the issuing of fines and tolls and everything else for people to have the tag effectively rather than paying as they go.
Correct. And also following up on that as well, because, you know, you, the taxpayer, you own it. You know, it is owned and operated by the Irish state. And basically, we need to make it as efficient as possible. And chasing things up like, you know, if you don't pay by 8 p.m. the following day, et cetera, it turns into additional administrative costs. And it's not the most efficient way of running it. Secondarily, you know, you get a tag, you know, not only does it save you money on the M50, but it works everywhere. You know, a tag works throughout the road network. It's interoperability. So one tag, or whichever tag you have, whichever tag provider you have, it'll work throughout all toll operations on the island of Ireland. So that's a good thing.
Could you foresee the M50 ever going toll-free, given that we do own it?
I don't know what, you know, we're trying to get people to get into more public transportation options. And I think, you know, when the future comes, and we're hopefully going to have, we continue to have, you know, bus lanes being expanded. You have, you know, additional DART expansion happening, more Lewis is happening. So in the greater Dublin area, I would absolutely see that more public transport options will make people think twice about whether or not they need to use their car. Because the M50 itself is actually it's a regional road. It's not a Dublin-centric road. It's a regional highway to get you to and through the country. So we will have to have some sort of management of it into the future to make it function as its optimum, you know?
What is happening then with the other tolled roads around the country?
Okay, across the network, again, if you're in a car, you're not going to be impacted unless you're on the M4. There is a 10-cent increase on the M4, Kilcock-Kinnegad, going from 340 to through 350. But on all the other roads, if you're in a car, there's no impact. But for HGVs, there is an impact. There is a 10-cent increase, and for the majority of weights and axles on HGVs. But there is also a 20-cent increase for vehicles exceeding 10,000 kgs on the M50, for example, if you're unregistered. Again, register and you have a cheaper trip.
Why those increases for HGVs?
Primarily, it has to do with the CPI. It has to do with inflation and the impact on the contractual arrangements with the toll operators.
So those are revenue-raising exercises rather than the M50 example or the Port Tunnel example, which are about behavioural change.
Yes, there's two different things that happen on the other tolling operations. One is that we regulate them through inflation so that the private operators can't just hike up the prices however they see fit. They're capped at inflation. But the downside of that is that means when inflation goes up, there is an impact and there is an increase in the tolls. But that's the way we can regulate it, through a contractual agreement with the toll operators, so they can't get exorbitant tolls in an annual basis, for example.
Eugene Drennan of the Irish Road Haulage Association was on with Shane and Ciara on News Talk Breakfast this morning. Here's what he had to say.
Yes, absolutely enraged. This is the third increase in a short period of time, Ciara. And the last one was supposed to be for inflation. The inflation has gone down and we haven't had the last increase returned to us. This should not be going up. Just to give people an indication of what we pay 7.30 on the M1, 8.40 on the M4, 7.30 on the M7, and between 6.80 and 7.50 already on the, before this increase. And this is outrageous. Like this is tax on tax on tax, the hallmark of this government. And TII have failed us in the need for it and in putting on this charge and not giving us the discount from before.
So there you heard it. It is outrageous and he is enraged. What do you say?
Well, I say we accept the fact that toll increases have to happen so that we can pay back the private sector that invested in the building of the road network for Ireland, so HGVs could travel unencumbered across the island of Ireland and get their goods and services to all of us. And I do appreciate how important the HGV community is and how vital they are to our economy. And that's why the taxpayer invested 750 million euros in building the Port Tunnel strictly for them. And they get in and out of the port, which takes care of over 90% of our imports and exports on the island of Ireland. And they get free travel through it, which is absolutely worth the taxpayer doing. And I appreciate that they're not happy about toll increases, but nobody ever is.
Yeah, nobody ever is. It does, though, in fairness, you have to acknowledge, it comes at a time when it is continually getting more and more expensive to operate a car on Irish roads.
Yes, it is. And I think, obviously, that's the future recognition for all of us, you know, myself included. I see what happens at the pump. I feel it in my wallet. I know what happens when I pay my tolls. I feel it then too in my wallet. So it's the way the world is going to have to change, and we're all going to have to change with it.
What changes, Sean, do you expect to see in the kind of medium to long term in terms of how the tolls operate? Every now and then there's kind of suggestions, kites are flown maybe by policymakers, as it were, about maybe charging people per kilometre driven on the road rather than at particular tolling points. Is that something that you could see at some point in the future?
Well, I think a lot of thinking goes on in this arena because major governments and, you know, around the world have to look at changing our behaviour so that we're no longer using combustible fuels and reducing our CO emissions. And the consequence of that means the tax base that comes out of the pump, literally, whether it's petrol or diesel, that's going to decrease significantly. So how is the state, how are you and I and fellow, you know, taxpayers and citizens, how are we going to manage and run our governance in the future? And one of the biggest revenue generators in our history has been at the pump. But that's going to change. And looking into that, you're going to have to be realistic about, do you look at something like a travel per kilometer You know, is that going to be the future? Multi-tolling systems, for example, but maybe not, you know, a physical piece of infrastructure, maybe something that's within your car, you know, that is literally locked into your car and then you get billed accordingly. You know, these are the ways people are thinking throughout Europe and throughout the world on how we're going to have to offset this into the future.
Is there a jurisdiction that we look to in this country and other countries look to in terms of, you know, the market leader, as it were, in that sense?
No, I think we're all kind of, my understanding is, again, this is peripheral, I don't have an in-depth knowledge of this, but my understanding is that this is a problem that everyone, every government has to deal with in the future, and they're dealing with it today. And there's a lot of actions going towards it. You know, we're electrifying our network. We've been given the responsibility by government as an organization, TII, to help with the electrification of the network in general. So you can pull your car in off a major motorway area, and we're working with ESB collectively to have options for people to plug in their cars, many more, you know, spots for people to charge. So I think that, you know, that's the way it's going. And we're all going to have to get on board if we want to have, you know, less cost and lower our overheads in regards to traveling.
And do you suspect in the future that all of those charging points along the motorway network or along the national road network, that they will all be kind of iterations of what we've been used to in the past in terms of fueling stops, like kind of in petrol forecourts?
Yeah, ideally, that's what it will be. And that's what's the sort of currently, that's the model, is that people are used to pulling in, getting a coffee, fueling up, getting a sandwich, using the facilities. And in the future, as technology is evolving and it's quicker and easier to recharge your battery car or to maybe other alternative fuels like hydrogen or whatever have you, that's going to be the sort of the experience. So I think the infrastructure that's there, you should utilize it as best you can. And that's really what the big thinkers are doing, to my knowledge.
But I mean, have you guys looked at not only doing it in conjunction with, say, the big fuel suppliers, or kind of, you know, the old forecourt model, looking at things like, you know, kind of car parks at national parks along the motorway network or other amenities that
yes.
mean people can kind of stop there, charge the car, and not necessarily have to go in and buy a coffee?
Yeah, yeah. What's happening is actually the government, under the Department of Transport, they have a whole division called ZEVI, Zero Emission Vehicles for Ireland. And they're really at the forefront of implementing this across Ireland, not just on our roads. Now, we just have a kind of a portion of what they're looking at.
Mm.
And to your point, that's the plan. And you should actually get them on. They're very, very exceptional people. They think on a much broader scale on this and much more in depth on particulars. So, yeah, I think that's really where we're going as a country. And that's where the world is going. And you see it across Europe, and you do see it across North America as well.
Well, listen, when we get to the point that you're giving me the production advice for the show and suggesting guests, we'll have to wrap things up. Sean, listen, thanks a million as always.
Thanks, Kieran.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.